This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Yes, it is. Free Talk Live. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. If you would like to give a call, take control of the airwaves. You can talk about anything that's on your mind. You can talk about things that we're talking about, things that we've talked about in the past, or perhaps you're clairvoyant and want to talk about things that'll happen in the future. With you in the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
And I'm Ian, and we're supposed to have nobody, but I don't know where he is.
Yeah, well, nobody is here, whether he's here or not. Based on the name alone. At any rate, tonight's title for this particular episode is Revenge of the Jews. Why do I say tonight's title is Revenge of the Jews? Well, this from the New York Post. Secret plans helped Brooklyn Synagogue pull off a massive maskless wedding.
Yeah, I saw pictures from this.
Yeah, this is... I was so enthused reading this today. I was like, the Jews, man, they really have it going on when it comes to, like, organizing stuff in secret.
Well, they got a lot of practice during the Holocaust.
Yeah, and apparently they didn't forget any of the lessons. Hasidic synagogue
good for them.
In Brooklyn planned a wedding of Chief Rabbi's grandson with such secrecy, it was able to host thousands of maskless celebrants without the city catching on. In Brooklyn.
Wow.
Yeah, well, these guys have been doing a lot of gatherings in New York City over the last year, and there's been a lot in the news about it.
Yeah, and all they've the way had back. A few of them shut down, too.
Well, they've had some of them. They tried to shut down.
Yeah. All right,
they scrap with the cops sometimes when they need to.
They've had
the police have shown up, but they way outnumber them. So I don't know if I would call that a shutdown.
And they're willing to fight for their freedom because they know what happens to people who don't.
Despite a surge in COVID-19 cases, guests crammed shoulder to shoulder inside the Yedev Lev Temple in Williamsburg for the November 8 nuptials, stomping, dancing, and singing at the top of their lungs without a mask in sight.
Well, normally I'd say that a wedding's just a funeral with cake, but... In this case,
it's rebellion.
Sounds like a good time.
The organizers schemed to hide the wedding of, I'm going to say, Mr. Teitelbaum, grandson of Satmar Grand Rabbi Aaron Teitelbaum.
A true mensch.
The ravenous... they shielded them from the ravenous press and government officials, quote-unquote.
Those damn ravens.
Ravens. It says in a detailed account in the Yiddish newspaper Der Blatt, the publication of the Satmar sect. Due to the ongoing situation with government restrictions, preparations were made secretly and discreetly.
I love that they don't even say it has anything to do with the disease, which it really doesn't. It just has to do with... The government doesn't want them to live.
Yeah, excellent point. We keep seeing people going due to COVID or because of the virus or the virus. No, it's not because of that. It's because of the government shutting everything down.
Like nobody, they seem to tell the truth.
So, preparations were made secretly and discreetly so as to not draw attention from strangers either, the paper reported in its November 13th edition. In recent weeks, organizers worked tirelessly to arrange everything in the best way possible. All notices about upcoming celebrations were passed along through word of mouth only, with no notices in writing, no posters on the synagogue walls, no invitations sent through the mail, nor even a report in any publication, including quoting this very newspaper.
Impressive.
And the masky fascists did not see it coming.
No, they certainly
didn't. And kudos to them for being able to keep this quiet with a crowd of, how many are we talking about here?
A lot of people.
Thousands of people?
7,000, apparently, is what the place holds.
To keep that quiet, to not have a single snitch among them?
Again.
Or they did have a snitch and the cops just weren't willing to make the show.
Yeah,
maybe the wax a snitch,
you know, or maybe everybody was just on board because, you know, they're a tight knit community.
Yeah.
You know,
well, I would love to see more communities able to work together and to recognize who their enemies are and keep them in the dark.
But at the same time, like, this is great that they, and I applaud them for doing this. At the same time, this is also an indication of the times that we live in. If you want to host a gathering,
the Jews have to hide their worship again.
Yeah.
I thought we said that was never going to happen again.
Particularly not in the, you know, area known as the United States.
Right. It can't happen here. Oh, wait, it did.
It's already happening now. But, I mean, not even just...
It happened. It happened from the beginning to various groups of people.
And not even just the religious folks, but like anybody at this point. If you want to host a gathering of some kind, of any kind, that is in violation of whatever BS statutes or mandates your government has, you know, inflicted upon you at this point, this is how you have to go about doing it. You can't do the digital thing anymore. You can't do the invites online. You can't even do stuff through the mail. It all has to be word of mouth, and everybody has to be a vetted, trusted person.
Well, that's one of the reasons that we need a cell-based online communications system, so that basically you release this to the cells where you know people are vetted and where you know there aren't snitches.
Well, and preferably
cells
you're
not so sure about, they don't hear about it.
And one that's 100% encrypted as well, that nobody can break into and that kind of thing.
Decentralized.
Definitely. The Satmar Synagogue, which has a maximum capacity of 7,000, jammed men onto the bleachers, filled to the rafters, the videos show.
7,000 men can keep a secret, but only 6,999 of them are dead, or Jewish, apparently.
Women sat in a balcony behind a barricade. Last month, the state ordered the cancellation of another Williamsburg wedding planned for a grandson of this particular of Satmar Grand Rabbi, the brother of rival Aaron, after that publicized event was expected to draw 10,000 people.
Yeah. Everybody has rivals.
The congregation called it an unwarranted attack. So they were expected to draw 10,000 people, and it was canceled because of, you know, the publicity. So after that, this particular group decided they were going to go on the down low.
Mm-hmm.
And host a thing anyway. And the pictures here, we'll post this, of course,
take it down the run, baby.
To our social feeds, Twitter and Mastodon, so that you can also take a look at this article. The pictures here,
it's beautiful,
are great. It's a giant room filled with people, bleachers wall to wall.
Obviously, these people are not concerned in any way, shape, or form about all this fear.
None.
That's going on out there.
None.
It's good to be without fear.
Fear
is the mind killer.
Indeed it is. That's a song by Fear Factory.
It is, but it's also a quote from Dune by Frank Herbert.
Yeah. That previous crackdown led to a determination to keep plans for this November 8th affair under wraps. The stealthy arrangements continued amid a fear that someone would blow their cover. The days leading up to the wedding were filled with tension, not knowing what the next day or the next moment will bring, which disgruntled outcast might seize this opportunity to exploit what hasn't been written or publicized to create unnecessary uproar and disrupt the simcha, or joy. God forbid, Der Blatt reported. The synagogue's stunning willingness to host a potential super spreader event underscores what critics call the Hasidic community's ongoing disregard and outright defiance.
Yay!
All right. Thank you. Thank you for your service, gentlemen. Thank you for fighting for my freedom, which is what I'd like to see the military doing, but
They
to
won't
do that, they'd have to come back to America and picket the governor's house with us.
Yeah, it's probably not going to happen.
Yeah.
But it's interesting to see what's happening in New York. There's actually some of the best pushback that I've seen. I mean, I guess it makes sense, given that they are the most tyrannical of all the states that
the
we're
Empire
seeing.
Empire State.
Yeah, that we're seeing. Of course, there was that event over the weekend where the folks literally shouted out sheriff's officers from
so
a gym. A lot of people are talking about that.
855-450-3733 is our phone number if you'd like to join the conversation. We'll talk more about the revenge of the Jews, and we'll take your calls and thoughts as well. This is Free Talk Live, the live Monday night edition. More coming up.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Early Bitcoin wallets cashing in. Is Satoshi back? Investment expert Dr. Doom calls Bitcoin a store of value. Bitcoin Cash forks. Everything's fine. Bitcoin price surges above $18,000. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Free Bitcoin Cash when you download their wallet at bitcoin.com.
Freedom! Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom. At a discount, go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sportkilt.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fallen land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. DIVIProject.org.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to the show, everybody.
Thanks. I missed you.
And you too, nobody. This is Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio talk program that's also streaming on the internet as well as some satellite channels where you can call in and take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever's on your mind or whatever you want to. Anything we're talking about, anything that other people might be talking about, we really don't care. Please, you know, feel free. It's called Free Talk Live for a reason. The toll-free number again, 855-450-3733 or 855-450-FREE like freedom. In the studio tonight, it's the Captain, Ian, and Nobody. And we were talking about this article from the New York Post that I'm calling Revenge of the Jews because, well, a synagogue got somewhere around 7,000 people to congregate together, mask-free, with dancing and stomping and joyous celebration.
I would have gone. Yeah, good God.
I'm not even religious, but I'd have gone.
I'm not religious, and I'm not a big believer in marriage most of the time. I mean, I love my wife, but the rest of your wives are monsters.
I did want to let you know that Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click on Get Started at the top of the page, and once you do that, you will find a cornucopia of information neatly organized by your needs. It's not actually a cornucopia, but there's a whole bunch of information.
Well, that would be a really awkward shape in which to store a database.
Or to put on a web page. There is no longer an excuse for ignorance of this important world-changing information. If you are a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com, where you can get the latest headlines of all the news relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a very slick and easy-to-use website. Visit bitcoin.com. And we'll talk more about this situation here with the Hasidic Jews in Brooklyn and their giant party, the wedding that they threw. But first, let's go to some of your calls and thoughts. We have Tim calling in from Shreveport, Louisiana. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you for taking my call. Have you ever read the book 1984 by George Orwell?
Absolutely.
A long, long time ago, I also participated in a musical number that was called 1984. Oddly, my grade school put it on. I think I was in
a musical version seventh of grade. 1984.
Yeah, yeah. It was
I don't see it.
I was a thought police person.
I can see you as a thought police.
And that was fun. So, yes, we are familiar, Tim. What about it?
Okay, I just read the book three times over. I bought it a few years ago, finally got down reading it.
How do you feel?
The similarities of what is going on right now in that book is just unbelievable.
Yeah, it creeps you out, doesn't it?
See,
oh yes,
that book is I love that book, but it's best read as part of a pair. And the other half of that pair is called Brave New World.
Oh, yeah, that's
by
fantastic.
Aldous Huxley. Mm-hmm. And they show you the twin hells of the left and right. 1984 is the right-wing hell. Brave New World is the left-wing hell.
Okay. I need to get that book, but there is too much going on. I'm not an anti-Trumpster, per se. Mm-hmm. I'm just a country boy from Louisiana who quit high school and got his GED. I'm self-educated. I read books on the Bible, but I also read books on secret societies, and I read books by people of Jewish faith and lineage that are extremely well-written.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I read a little bit of this and read a little bit of that, and I get a broad view on things. But what's going on with this COVID-19 stuff, and everybody's locking down this and locking down this, and I've listened to you, those poor people with Jewish faith being harassed by the government and not allowed to, worship and celebrate in peace and finally work. What would you said? 7,000 people got together.
Yeah, they managed to put together a pretty large gathering.
And I got to say, mazel tov to those guys for the impressive stones they're carrying.
Indeed. So, Tim, you said you read the book 1984 three times. How did you feel the first time you got through it? How did you feel?
Okay. Don't get me. I'm going through some personal stuff right now. I'm going in detail, but it was scary. So I had to read it again, and I had to read it a third time, and I had to kind of like, you know, jot down little notes here and there. And it is just too unbelievably similar to what is going on right now. Now I'm sort of a constitutional conservative, but we don't. But a lot of stuff in the military we don't need. We can take. We can get rid of the 900 plus military bases around the world.
Yes, we sure could.
Extend that and bring it here in the United States of America. Reduce the budget, but make some. Military hardware that can, you know, actually defend the borders and do it more efficiently. You know, I'm not anti-military, but I'm not, you know, big brother government military either. You know what I'm talking about?
You know, I'm so pro-military that I don't want them to die in a useless, pointless war.
Well, and you're not the only one to think these things, Tim. Many folks have thought the same thing when they take a look at the facts about what the military is actually doing. And that is, if you look at the facts, there's beyond a reasonable doubt, for me anyway, when I look at the facts, they're not defending anything. They are building an empire.
Well, what I would call on a military man who wanted to defend my freedom to do would be come out to the governor's mansion with me next time we're protesting there. Be there in full regalia and bring your sidearm.
All right, so Tim, I have one more question. When did you finish reading the third time? Was it like today? Was it yesterday? Or a week ago?
A few days ago. I went over it in about a couple of weeks. I went over it three times, and it just I've seen the movie. The movie is, you know, they should have put a symphony orchestra instead of having the Eurythmics do the musical background for the movie.
Uh-huh.
Honestly, it would have got a pass and, you know, a plus rating by the critics. At the time, the critics kind of panned it, but I think the critics were told to, depend the movie. Oh, by the way, on ebook, they got rid of you can't get 1984 by George Orwell on ebook. They totally erased it. You didn't know
Wow.
That?
That's
that sounds like something that would happen in George Orwell's book.
Oh, yeah. And I got another book by Mark Dice, who writes books on secret society.
Yep.
It's called Big Brother, and I just started on that. And it's based on part on George Orwell, but he's talking about these video surveillance system and microphones that are all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
And and he's hitting the nail on the head. And we got Big Brother government, and you can't even walk around. I'm not going to mention discount stores, but certain discount stores, you can't walk from discount stores without being surveilled all over the place.
Well, Tim, welcome to being woken up, and thank you for the call tonight. We appreciate you. Feel free to call in again with any updates as you now experience life with new eyes, as many others before you have done. This is Free Talk Live. We've got more coming up, 855-450-3733.
Pounds and pounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs. Marquette Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, CP and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com.
I just tried this wonderful Catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I've seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cats to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The man leading the effort to find a coronavirus vaccine says he's hopeful the coronavirus vaccination process will begin quickly once it's approved.
Our plan is to be able to ship vaccines to the immunization sites within 24 hours from the approval. So I would expect maybe on day two after approval, on the 11th or on the 12th of December.
Dr. Monslef Slawi speaking there on CNN. The National Turkey Federation is presenting two turkeys to be pardoned by President Trump for Thanksgiving. As coronavirus cases surge across the United States, Pennsylvania is suspending alcohol sales for one night beginning at 5 p.m. the night before Thanksgiving. Bars and restaurants will have to stop serving alcohol starting at 5 o'clock Wednesday and cannot resume sales until 8 a.m. on Thanksgiving. USA Radio News. A Texas town needs military support to handle COVID-19 deaths.
The Texas National Guard has been mobilized to El Paso County, Texas, to help with a morgue crisis as the state battles a surge in coronavirus cases and deaths. A team of 36 National Guard troops were called to provide mortuary affairs support. The Guard will replace inmates who had relieved overworked El Paso City personnel. The goal is to create movement of the dead to prevent a backup returning those that have passed to their families. El Paso is on the border of Mexico and has become one of Texas's COVID-19 hotspots. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
Chairman of the National Turkey Federation, Ron Cardell, says people can go on social media to vote which one will be the national Thanksgiving turkey.
The names of the turkeys are Corn and Cobb. Iowa fits, right?
President Trump will be pardoning one of the two tomorrow. This is USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Nobody?
I don't know the words.
Well, there aren't any words right now, so we just kind of talk over it here. That's what we do. 855-450-3733 is our toll-free number. Welcome back to the Monday night edition of Free Talk Live. In the studio, it's myself. Mr. Ian Freeman has stepped away. And then we also have...
Nobody.
And we've been talking about this article from the New York Post, where a Hasidic Jew community in Brooklyn, New York, managed to put together a wedding, a maskless wedding at that, and gather somewhere around 7,000 people without anybody noticing until well after the event was over.
Yee-haw!
That was pretty awesome. And our previous caller called in. He has just read 1984 by George Orwell, the book that is prophetic, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah.
In many, many ways. And, Nobody, you had mentioned A Brave New World by Aldous Huxley.
Yeah. Named after Shakespeare quote, A Brave New World that has such people in it.
An excellent book. Also, there's a new series called Brave New World that I think is on, it's either Amazon or Netflix, I don't remember which one of the two. I watched it when it came out, I binged it. And I thought it was excellent. I thought it was well acted, well filmed. It sort of gives you the broad perspective of what Huxley was trying to get at, in my opinion. But, you know, feel free to go and check that out yourself, particularly the previous caller. If, you know, you have that sort of service, it was great. So we'll talk more about the Revenge of the Jews, as well as some other stuff that we've got queued up for tonight. But first, let's do what we do here on Free Talk Live. Let's go to Steve in Connecticut. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Captain. Hey, Nobody. And Ian, wherever he disappeared to.
Hey.
Steve, you're a political refugee from Connecticut.
How you doing?
First-time caller.
Glad to have you. What's on your mind?
So I don't even know why anyone should read 1984. Just go outside your door. That's better than the
because
movie.
Because it's easier to see it when you read about it. It's easier to understand what you're seeing when you've had it vocalized
well,
to you.
And we've had this discussion many times here on Free Talk Live, as well as just in the community in general of folks who are freedom-minded. Nobody has yet, and not you, Nobody, but...
I didn't do it. The other Nobody.
Persons, have not been able to pinpoint what exactly it is that sort of wakes people up out of their statism. And it tends to be a little different for everybody. We know a common theme is, of course, when you sort of get effed by agents of the government, that tends to speed things along if that happens. But other people will just, you know, sort of realize it for a variety of reasons. And one of the things that does seem to do the trick is people reading stuff like 1984 and Aldous Huxley's Brave New World.
Yeah.
Well, that does puts real life into context. If you do read that, historically, you have a base point to set your reality to.
Mm-hmm.
What you were reading about, Captain, what you were reading about the Post story,
yeah,
with the wedding. I mean, in Connecticut, we're doing rallies against the governor. I know you guys had a rally on Sunday. What we do is we put out press releases, we call the media, we call the police. I mean, there's, like, why even try to keep it silent? We just put it right out there.
Well, yes.
Throw it right in their face.
When you're going to do a protest, absolutely. In this particular case, the Jews weren't looking to do a protest. They just wanted to have a wedding.
Well, yeah. I would say just call the police and say we're having a wedding. I mean, what's it going to take? Like Nobody was saying, they have experience in this type of environment. So why not just say, F you, and we're doing it?
Well, the thing is, I would not want to have my wedding prevented, but with 7,000 people, I would do the call the police thing if I believed those people would fight, because it would be really hard to get through 7,000 people and stop a wedding.
Yeah.
If those people were willing to fight.
It would be like...
It's like the protests that are happening in Germany against the shutdown. I mean, you've got 15, 20, 30, 50,000 people out there at various rallies, and they're just sick of it, so they're pushing back.
We need that here.
I think if you just have a wedding, just flaunt it.
Well, right. If you're looking to be rebellious and to protest in some way, shape, or form, and willing to take that risk on, these people obviously didn't want to take that risk on and, you know, advertise it in such a way. They wanted to just have their wedding the way that their faith wants them to go about doing it. And so, you know, kudos to them. I think more of what you're talking about, Steve, would be something like an example I can remember from this year was the biker rally in Sturgis, South Dakota. That went on, despite lockdowns and COVID and all that kind of thing. And Laconia, too. Yeah, absolutely.
Right. See, I really
The way you were reading the report, and we just had a protest for a bar that was shut down in Connecticut last Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And the bar owner didn't even, I mean, we alerted the news media, we alerted the police, there's four news media there, and we said to the bar owner, why don't you put your story out to the press? He backed down. It's almost like he's ashamed to stand up for himself. And we put 25 of 30 people from the Connecticut Liberty Rally there to support him because his business was shut down by King Ned, which is our quote-unquote governor.
Well, yeah, the state's just going to come and take away their license when they do something the state doesn't like.
Right. You've got nothing left to lose, so fight back. So
I'm with you.
They had an article.
If the militia would come out and defend these businesses, there would be a lot more businesses disobeying.
Well, that's why Connecticut CT Liberty Rally, we'll take the heat. We'll protest. We'll be the tip of the spear for any protest, even if there's a football coach who was canceled because he didn't agree with, or he didn't go along with the guidelines and all that. Now they want to fire him. So we said to the people who were affected by this, look, we'll take the torch and we'll be the frontline activists against the shutdown. And they backed out, like, well, we don't want to cause a problem. We don't want to ruffle any feathers. Like, all right, then fine.
Yeah, it takes some doing, and you're doing great work there, Steve. And if people in Connecticut want to find out more about how to do this kind of stuff, is there a place they can go? Is there a website or a social media, something they can find out more?
Yes. Well, social media, we got shut down on Facebook, but we've got a Telegram account, thanks to you guys and Ian for turning
all right.
the Telegram.
Nice. But, that's how we do it, too. It's so nice not getting censored.
Oh, it's great. And I mean, more and more people are moving over to those platforms. But so ctlibertyrally.org is the organization in Connecticut. And, you know, we just find out about, you know, we follow the governor. We get the press releases. We go out to his public appearances and protests. We're following the governor. You know, we're against these shutdowns, and, you know, we're just making our presence known, and we will back people up. But it's amazing how many – we even got blowback from the Connecticut Restaurant Association saying, our organization doesn't really support political protests, but restaurants are being shut down because of political reasons.
Oh, yeah.
So we're trying to back these restaurants up, and they won't even stand up for themselves.
Yeah.
So I almost look at it as like trying to save the third monkey in line waiting to get on a Noah's Ark and start a rant. Can't do anything.
Are you familiar with what agorism is?
I do not. Explain to us, Pope.
Well, agorism, it comes from the Greek word agora, which means market, and it basically is about operating underground businesses. One solution to this shutdown is for people who are willing to fight to start operating underground restaurants, and you can make money at it, you can make a living at it, and you can also make a statement with it.
Thanks for the call tonight, Steve. We appreciate you. 855-450-3733. More Free Talk Live coming up.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Back to Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio talk show program where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about anything you'd like. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733 and or 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And in the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain, and
nobody.
And hopefully Ian gets finished with whatever he's doing and will be able to join us. I know he's a busy dude, so if not, we will just continue as the dynamic duo.
Indeed.
You've heard us talk about Divi here on Free Talk Live, and maybe you've wanted to set up one of their easy-to-deploy masternodes or stake Divi so that you can begin earning Divi right now. Ian does say that setting up a Divi masternode was super easy, and staking was even easier. We're not investment advisors here on Free Talk Live, but we think you will be impressed with your earning potential with Divi as compared to traditional investment vehicles. Go to DiviProject.org and get started. You can buy Divi at several exchanges or directly from the Divi team. If you need help, there's a link to their Telegram channel right on the front page at DiviProject.org. That's D-I-V-I Project.org. Circling back to this article from the New York Post about the Hasidic Jews of Brooklyn, who managed to put together a wedding of about 7,000 people without anybody knowing about it and, you know, the government having no ability to shut it down. The article continues, the ability of Hasidic leaders to compel their followers to so brazenly violate the rules and norms.
Compel? Did they compel them?
Yeah.
Is there force involved?
I don't know. But it so brazenly violates the rules and norms and extends well beyond the pandemic and is enabled by government officials turning a blind eye for political reasons, says Mr. Moster, the executive director of Yafed, a nonprofit that advocates for improved secular education in yeshivas.
Well, it sounds like he has a stick where it doesn't belong.
It sure does.
He should move that.
Mitch Schwartz, the mayor's director of rapid response, whatever that is, could not explain why the city failed to detect the enormous November 8th celebration.
They weren't rapid enough.
And let it go off without a hitch. Well, you know, government and rapid generally aren't synonymous.
Yes, yes. Well, that's because people like rapid things, and the people who work for the government are the people who can't produce anything that anybody wants to buy, so they have to have forced customers.
There's two areas of government where they will be rapid. One, when they're going to kill some people.
They love doing that.
And they're quick.
Here
at it.
I go killing again,
very quick, very efficient. And then when they're going to take some money.
Oh, yeah.
They're really quick about that as well.
Well, you got to be quick or somebody will get off a shot at you.
Indeed.
My favorite author, Robert Heinlein, warned that one should always be careful of strong drink because it may make you shoot at tax collectors and miss.
I like that guy. Your favorite author, huh? I didn't know
yes,
that.
Yes, I love Heinlein.
Interesting.
He was the inspiration one of the major inspirations behind the Church of the Invisible Hand.
Nice. Next door to this synagogue at 14 Hooper Street is the firehouse of Engine and Ladder Companies 211 and 119. But the New York Fire Department said it wasn't called to inspect the synagogue. The New York Fire Department, FDNY, is one of a host of city agencies that inspect sites for COVID-19 violations. Why do they have the fire
Hitler
department?
Youth are going to be really
the fire
upset.
Department? Okay, well.
If they don't start beating up the Jews.
Yeah. The fire department, along with the New York Police Department, the Sheriff's Office, and the Health Department, those are the other agencies. The event, quote, clearly violated, unquote, COVID restrictions on indoor occupancy, FDNY spokesman Frank Dwyer said. Under current rules posted by the city, houses of worship may hold indoor religious services in one room with occupancy limited to 50% capacity.
Wow.
That's what your masters demand of you.
I think that man's brain is limited to 50% capacity.
Yeah. Also, attendees from different households must maintain 6 feet of social distance or wear face coverings or both.
Let me show you something that's 6 feet I'm very proud of.
Asked whether the firefighters noticed anything amiss next door, Dwyer said, quote, firehouses don't conduct surveillance on their neighbors, unquote.
And that is something that the police could learn a lesson from. There's a reason that nobody ever wrote a song called F the Fire Department.
I know. I've said this before. Can you imagine if people in, like, ambulances or fire trucks went around looking for the next, you know, injured person or the next fire?
Oh, yeah.
Like, if a fire department was, like, parked around the corner or hid behind some building or whatever, just waiting for a fire to break out?
Well, if the FBI was running an ambulance service, they would just run people over so they could take them to the hospital. It would be like when the FBI foils an FBI terror plot.
I just love this statement. Firehouses don't conduct surveillance on their neighbors. It's a great sentence.
Thank you for that. Thank you for your service and not surveilling us, Mr. Fire People.
Schwartz said the city performs a tremendous number of inspections daily, and our community outreach team is dedicated to relaying the latest happenings across the city. But let's be clear, indoor gatherings of this size aren't acceptable, and they're offensive to all the sacrifices New Yorkers have made to keep their families and neighbors safe from COVID-19.
Well, I'll tell you what, New York is offensive to all the sacrifices the founding fathers and our forebears made in trying to leave us with some freedom.
Well, you just can't conduct humanity in this way. You cannot lock people inside of their houses. You cannot demand that they do not congregate as they wish.
If you do not respect their existence, you should expect their resistance.
Yeah, yeah. It's only a matter of time. If you enslave people in some way, shape, or form, it's only a matter of time until somebody stands up and fights back.
Thank God. I've been thinking it wasn't going to happen this time. It's getting close to the wire. It's time to be out in the street with torches and pitchforks and you know, tar and feathers.
Tar and feathers, yeah.
Make tax collectors birds again.
Asked whether the synagogue would face any consequences for violating the restrictions, Schwartz gave no answer. It wasn't the sex.
What consequences would that be?
Well,
and was the Schwartz with him?
Violated the mandates of the COVID-19 policy of New York City.
You got this is the same story, right? I have to step away for a bit. You've got 7,000 people or whatever that are coming into the same place.
Yep.
You've got a lot of people willing to disobey. What consequences could you possibly lay on these people that would have any effect? If all these folks said, we're not going to pay your fines, we're going to demand our day in court.
Yeah.
There's no way that they would be able to extract any consequences from them. They can't put them all in the same jail. You know, the holdings. There's no holding cell big enough for 7,000
people. Right? Yeah.
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 They'd have to lock them, especially if they armed themselves and became willing to defend themselves physically from violence, because that's the vital thing.
This wasn't the sex-only recent event. Aaron Teitelbaum led a...
The sex-only recent
chumash, event? I'm probably butchering that word. A celebration of the Torah on October 27th at its Borough Park Synagogue when it
Adolf must have been so upset.
When it was in a state-designated high-risk red zone. Apparently, New York has different colored zones for COVID risk.
Yeah.
Religious leaders have blasted what they consider a double standard, saying city and state officials have condoned the gathering of thousands in the streets to protest police brutality and celebrate Joe Biden's election victory.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Well, of course they're advancing the narrative they want advanced.
Yeah, instead of the one they don't. And it is a double standard, right?
Telling the truth is not nearly as pleasing to them.
Somehow a bunch of protesters or people celebrating a new tyrant on the throne is okay, but you know, these folks can't have a wedding. Yeah, there's something wrong there.
Yeah.
Some members of the Orthodox community are mortified by the recklessness of their own lifestyles.
mortified by the recklessness of their own lifestyles.
Well, this is why it was interesting to me that they were able to get 7,000 people to gather without supposedly it leaking, because one of the previous news stories about the Orthodox Jews in the streets of New York in large numbers did have one guy who was sort of one of them but not in agreement with them, so he was like a critic, and he got stoned by them, apparently.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they remember the guys... The Jews who ran factories in Germany and enslaved their own people, and I don't think they liked those people very much. I can't blame them.
855-450-3733 is our number. We've got more Free Talk Live for you coming up.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal
colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.